Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today is Leonardo Raspini. Leonardo is the general manager for Tenuta Alzatura, which is in Montefalco. And Tenuta Alzatura is owned by the Cecchi family, which is based in Chianti.
Classico. Yes, in Castellina in Chianti. Hi, Monty.
Hello. Hi, so Monty. Just tell me very briefly about the Cecchi family.
Yes.
Cecchi. They're very well known. They own several estates throughout Italy.
Yes, this year we are at 125th anniversary.
Okay. So the Cecchi, it's two brothers, right?
Two brothers.
What are they called?
Andrea and Cesare.
And they're from Tuscany?
And they're native from Tuscany, absolutely from the area between Siena and Florence.
Right. And so they have a winery in San Gimignano, in the Maremma.
In Chianti Classico area with Villa Cerna.
And in Sacrantino. What is the winery called in Sacrantino? Montefalco, sorry?
Alzatura.
Alzatura.
Yes, it's a Tenuta Alzatura, and this is just an area very close to Montefalco, and with three different terroir in our vineyards.
How big is the estate in total?
It's 27 hectares.
And when did the Cecchi brothers buy it?
We buy in 1996, and the first real production was in 2000.
Okay, so the vines are quite mature now.
Yes, now we have beautiful vineyards that can give us the expression, real expression, Sacrantino. We have 13 hectares
Sacrantino.
In Sacrantino, and the rest is a mix between Sangiovese and Merlot.
So let's talk about the Sacrantino first. What is your terroir like? The altitude, the soil type?
We have three different blocks. One is in the area close to the north of the denomination, and there we have a mix medium with a lot of gravels. So there we produce a Sacrantino very classic, very elegant. In Alzatura, close to the cellar, we have more clays, and there we can give to the wine more body. And the third blocks very close, Montauto is the name, and it's not our estate. There we produce the mix is lime and the clay soil. So we can have the good mix to have every year the opportunity to choose the right ripening for the Sacrantino. That is not an easy variety, but in these terms we can have different opportunities.
Okay, so that's helpful for blending. So you make a Sacrantino di Montefalco.
Yeah.
Do you also make a Montefalco Rosso?
Yeah, we make Montefalco Rosso.
So what is the difference between the two?
In the Montefalco Rosso we have at maximum 10-15% of Sacrantino.
And the rest will be?
The rest is Sangiovese and Merlot.
So at Tenuta Alzatura you make your two main red wines are,
yeah.
The first one is the Sacrantino di Montefalco.
Yeah.
And you make the Montefalco Rosso.
Rosso.
So what is the difference in the blend, the grape varieties that you put in those two particular wines, Uvaggio?
The Uvaggio for Sacrantino is 100% Sacrantino.
Okay.
And for Montefalco Rosso is 85% Sangiovese and Merlot, and only the 15% is Sacrantino. So Sacrantino is just a little portion of the blend.
In terms of marketing, you say obviously Sacrantino is always considered a bit of a difficult grape because it can be quite tannic. How do you convince people to like Sacrantino or to drink it maybe with the right food? What are your sales tactics?
When Famiglia Cecchi started in the beginning of 2000 to produce Sacrantino, of course in that period Sacrantino was a wine that had to bring with it the force, the structure, the tannins, and that was a value. But we drink, not only we produce the wine. So we know very well that we had to change something to give to the consumer something more about the Sacrantino. And Sacrantino have a particularity that is very original. So in these years, thanks to the job of our staff and to the job of all the production, or the producers of the area, we have discovered that Sacrantino can be managed by extract the pleasure, not only the force. So in this moment, of course, the contact during the fermentation with the skins is lower than in the past, and the timing of maceration is very, very accurate. So in these terms, you can obtain more fruity Sacrantino, where
the tannins
is smooth, but maintaining the particular aspects of Sagrantino.
So when you're doing the fermentation, are you trying to ferment a little bit cooler or a bit warmer or a little bit shorter?
What are the bit shorter first. So in terms of the fermentation and maceration period, depending on the year, of course, but we try to maintain from 15 to 20 days maximum. And this is very important in the good years, because during the good year, as 2015, for example, 2016 partially, the producers try to have a challenge with the good skins, the good grapes, and over-extract the tannins. So 2014, that today we have presented as an anteprima, as preview of the Sagrantino, of course, is another kind of vintage where the our attention was well balanced with the force of Sagrantino. So the result is in more pressured wine.
So when people come to your winery, Alzatore, I'm sure they do, and they say, listen, we'd like to buy a bottle of Sagrantino, what food should I have it with? We're talking about, say, foreign tourists who come here. What would you recommend? What is a classic or a few classic dishes for what you're saying, Alzatore, is a lighter style and maybe a softer style of Sagrantino?
In this moment, I can say that Alzatore is a softer style of Sagrantino. Inside the village of Montefalco, we have joined a chef from the area, Luigi Di Giacco, and we have the Foresteria Alzatore, a restaurant that is very close to the center of the village. And there, Luigi has beautiful dishes in pasta with lamb or with capriolo or others.
Capriolo is baby goat.
Yeah, very, very well done, and with the very soft touch in kitchen. And for us, is the same soft touch have to be realized for the Sagrantino. So our skill is to produce a Sagrantino where the pleasure is enough to drink two bottles, and not only.
Do they come and eat the buds in spring in the vineyard, Caprioli?
Yeah.
They can do a lot of damage to vineyards in spring.
Yes, a lot of damage in vineyards. If you don't preserve the vineyards against them, they can have, in particular during the bad bursts, because there they can eat a lot of production, of course. The wild boar, of course, have another effect, because they eat only the grapes. And so it's more immediate, because you can see directly the damage on the production.
The beginning of the season, you've got Bambi coming in and eating the buds.
Exactly.
And at the end of the season, you've got the wild boar coming and eating the grapes.
So, yeah, in the perfect timing for damage every for all the time of the year.
So, obviously, you work a lot with international markets.
Yeah.
So, when you're out selling a Sagrantino in foreign markets, is your sales tactic different, say, if you go to Scandinavia or you go to America or Canada or Germany? Or do you always tell the same story? How do you tailor your sales pitch, knowing that Sagrantino is seen as a very tannic red?
In the last years, we have had good results, in particular in Scandinavian countries, in particular in Denmark and in Sweden.
Why do they like Sagrantino then?
Because they have the Sagrantino has the structure, and in the soft terms, in the soft aspects of the Sagrantino, they can have the good feeling in this kind of structured wines, good smooth wine.
Mouthfeel?
Smooth wine, and so.
Is that the fact that, you know, we think of Scandinavia, you know, it's colder, and this is a very big warming wine, like almost like a winter wine, Sagrantino,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yes, it's a winter wine where we can stay in front of the fire during, as in Montefalco. Today is very cold days, and so I can imagine that in Scandinavia, they can appreciate it in these days, wine like this. But we have to think that it's better to drink a smooth wine than a very hard wine. Sagrantino needs to go around the world because it's a marvelous grapes. But we have to go ahead in experimentation and in the capacity to go versus the consumers.
When you go out selling the wine, is it often the case that it helps when you can share the wine with food with a potential client to say, look, here is Sagrantino. We can taste it on its own, but we can taste it with some food. Does that work as a sales tactic as a restaurant wine?
Yes, it's a restaurant wine. With today with some our colleagues we have discussed about restaurant wines. Yes, Sagrantino is absolutely a restaurant wine, but when it's very ripe, well ripened and is well aged, Sagrantino could have an incredible impression, because we are producers of Sangiovese from Chianti Classic, Sangiovese from Maremma.
And also the Montefalco Rosso is mainly Sangiovese.
Yes,
well,
and Montefalco Rosso has a lot of Sangiovese, but 15% of Sagrantino give to the wines a personality. And so this means that in a tasting section, just to during a good aperitif, of course, with something to eat, all the consumers can appreciate the originality of this wine. And so it's a little portion of Italy, but have to be well focalized in terms of markets. And we are sure that Sagrantino had the opportunity.
Now, do you handle sales in the Italian market as well?
Yes.
So what's the difference between the Italian market? What's your sales pitch when you're in Italy compared to, say, Scandinavia or America or Canada or Germany?
In Italy...
Is it harder or easier to sell to Italians or foreigners?
Probably.
Give me the diplomatic answer. Tell me what you think.
In the foreign countries, of course.
It's harder?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, because Sagrantino is very... Sagrantino di Montefalco. So in Italy, the people know where is Montefalco. Plus or minus, but they know of Montefalco, Umbria.
Yeah,
so they can focalize the area where the Sagrantino is produced. So this is a sell opportunity to talk about the wine. In USA or in other countries, is more difficulties. You have more difficulties to give the message of Umbria and Sagrantino and Montefalco. But we are Tuscany. We are from Tuscany, and so we started from Tuscany to go here.
The
Cecchi family, in particular, the father, the Andreas, and Cecchi's father Luigi, was in love with Montefalco. He arrived here and discovered a village that have everything to be appreciated from him. And he realized in one day, the legend say that he bought the Alzatura and the build where we have now the Foresteria, Alzatura, the restaurant. So Sagrantino is a place Sagrantino is a wine that you can be in love or not.
So in the restaurant that you have, what is a classic dish that you serve with the Sagrantino?
Maltagliati with Bambi, lamb in different aspects.
So what is Maltagliati? Just explain.
Maltagliati is a pasta, of course, is short pieces of pasta.
So, it's not the one that is cut in half, is it?
No, it's not long. It's a short pasta.
Okay, has it got a very funny shape?
Yeah.
It looks like it's almost not been rolled.
Yes.
Malfatti means not made well, yeah?
Maltagliati. Maltagliati means bad cutted.
Okay, and you'd serve that with a meat sauce, the pasta?
Yes, but without tomatoes.
Why is that important? Why is it important to have no tomatoes when you're having the pasta with the... Sagrantino. You're saying that this pasta is the sauce is just meat but no tomato.
Yeah, no tomato, only meat.
And you could have. You said you could have deer, roebuck. You could have beef.
Beef, of course. Yes.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
And then you have that with Sagrantino.
The good abbinamento.
The good match.
The good tasting. The good match is absolutely with lamb for me.
Really, lamb?
Yes, lamb. Because today my last dish that I've eaten was a beautiful lamb. And so I tasted the beautiful Sagrantino from 2005.
Okay, and so you recommend lamb with Sagrantino?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a good cook?
Oh, no. I prefer to eat.
Okay. Do you want to say thank you very much to my guest today, which is Leonardo Raspini. Leonardo works for the Cecchi family from Chianti Classico in Tuscany. We've been talking about Sagrantino, and we've been talking a lot about food and deer as well.
Thank you, Monty.
Thanks very much, Leonardo Raspini from the Cecchi family winery. Thanks for coming in today talking about Sagrantino di Montefalco.
Grazie mille.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.